Good morning, 710 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone for his first radio interview since we interviewed him just taking over command of NES Pensacola, Captain Terry Shashady. Captain, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Totally excited to be here and appreciate the YouTube walking up music there. That was awesome.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into it too far, I have a couple of questions about your name. First of all, yeah. it is, in fact, I'm saying it right? Shashady, is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
Because I have
up
heard
in Brooklyn, as you can imagine. Sorry.
You know, go ahead. I've heard Shashady, I've heard Shashady, I've heard all kinds of things. Is there a rule that the commanding officers of NAS Pensacola have hard to pronounce names?
That's true, yeah. The previous one, had a little bit of a twist to his name. Not a twist necessarily, but he pronounced it Kinsella. Most people phonetically read it Kinsella.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the last name Shashady was fun growing up in Brooklyn. Let's just say people had some leisure at throwing in extra letters and stuff like
oh,
that.
I bet they did. Fun. Not the same vowel is what I'm guessing in the middle there. Okay, fair.
Exactly.
And okay, so call sign you go by Village, right? Do we have a story behind your call sign?
For radio, we'll hold off on that. But yeah, there's always something when it comes down to Navy call signs. They're usually less than complimentary, help to help with the camaraderie of the squadron and whatnot. But,
all right, fair
yeah,
enough.
So Village it is. Yep.
And it's never Village. Nobody ever mispronounces that one.
You know, I've legitimately, with close friends of mine, when you're sitting around having some fun and just chatting, it's been Village, it's been Villaggio.
Nice.
It's been a couple things as they have fun with it.
They're not friends if they don't disrespect you in private. I mean, that's just kind of a test. So, okay. we have big news for the first time since, if I'm not mistaken, 2015, the base has won the award, right?
That is correct. We ended up winning what's called the Commander Navy Installation Commands of the Year Award for large installation. So it's a really it's called the 2022 award. However, the award ended up covering all the accomplishments that occurred in fiscal year 2021. So everything that we did last fiscal year was captured. A lot of achievements. Everything. I mean, it was almost a very hard package to put together, just because there was so much stuff to put in it. But we were selected across all of Commander Naval Installations Command, over 70 installations, and NAS Pensacola came out on top.
That's fantastic. So this is really, I mean, you took over in January. Since this award was for last year, this is really about things that happened under Captain Kinsella and all of his staff. This is, you're the guy that gets to announce it on the radio, but it wasn't really stuff that you did. Is that fair?
That is probably 100% fair. I had absolutely nothing to do with this award. The award come off of that. I mean, it's true. Captain Kinsella and the team here on NAS Pensacola, not only my staff, but the 127 tenant commands, including, the community. We wouldn't have been able to get that award without the support from the community. I mean, I got a list of achievements that we have. You know, one of the ones was the it's called our Living Shoreline, which is on the southern part of the bay. That was a community military collaboration that resulted in like $6.4 million for a grant, and that's going to help with the resiliency of the bay. So things like that don't happen without the community kind of working together. So this is most certainly NASP's award, but it's a Greater Pensacola Award because we truly ended up working together. So I'm lucky to come on to a team that knows what they're doing and has relationships not only internally here on the base but outside. So things like that happen because people are working together.
Yeah, I always know when talking to you and the people who have held the position before you that on the one hand it's a tremendous honor to run NAS Pensacola. You know, it's one of the jewels of the opportunities in the Navy. It's also a tremendous responsibility, especially when things are going great, because like, I just got to keep going what we're doing. We're talking to Terry Shashady. He is the commanding officer, Captain Terry Shashady. He is the commanding officer of NAS Pensacola. Homecoming air show, is it going to be on the base this year?
So that's the plan. This is one of the things that I'll be saying I'm happy to be a part of. The air show is currently scheduled for November 11th and 12th on board NAS Pensacola. So We've already done the pre-planning for this. We have our committee, air show committee, that has stood up probably about 3 to 4 weeks ago, that we've already begun the planning for this. Now, I'll throw this out, things may change in the future, but my intent is to 100% have that air show back on NES Pensacola, to not only have the community come on board to see everything that the base has to offer, but anybody that's willing to make the drive down to check it out down here. So super excited that that's going to get to take place at the end of the year for the just the Blues and highlighting everybody else that comes on board.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And, of course, it was great on the beach last year, but, home is home. And I know you guys love to put on the show at home and basically open up to the public and let us see all the cool things that you do. Speaking of that, as you well know, ever since the terror attack and then, of course, COVID and those things kind of combined together, perfect storm to make it so that the general public, unless they know somebody or, there's some strange special exemption, have not been on the base ever since then, because we're basically on high security and back to operating like any other base. The exemption that allowed it to be open to the public has been taken away. We've had various discussions, especially with our legislative leader. Senator Broxton's been very active on this. Admiral Kozad, the possibility of putting a road through the middle of the base looks appealing, and might, or turning the road into a public access way. Where are we at on getting just any kind of ordinary public access, especially for like Blue Angels practices?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first off, I want to say that I 100% recognize how important the museum is to the community. Back in the day, I was actually a flight line tour guide. So when I was a staff ensign, I actually gave tours at the museum. So not only is it important for the naval aviation community, but the greater Pensacola community, because they do feel like that is their museum. So we've been working, the Navy, I will say this, in coordination with a lot of stakeholders, to include FDOT, is exploring several proposals to allow access for the public to come on. Now, first and foremost, my job is to maintain the safety and security of the personnel and the people that work on base.
Of course.
But I think we're working towards a solution that may allow base access for visitors. That's something that I'm closely working with the director of the Naval Aviation Museum, Captain retired Sterling Gillum. He was actually a boss of mine back in the day when I was a flight instructor up in Whidbey Island, Washington. So, we're in constant contact with regards to, exploring ways to get base access temporarily until a permanent solution is in place. And FDOT is one of those possibilities. That's one of my goals as well, is to try to figure out how to open up the base smartly while maintaining the safety and security of those that work on base. We have a pretty important mission here on NES Pensacola to train our future warfighters. So I just have to make sure that I can do that without having any issues. My one concern is having somebody on base and doing something malicious. It hasn't happened before prior to the attack, but in this day and age, I just want to make sure that again, the safety and security of the personnel on base, including those that may visit, are attended to. 100%.
And that's great to hear. Obviously, I want the permanent solution. Any kind of a short-term solution would be great. And of course, the perception by the public, it has nothing to do with you, but the perception by the public is a guy who was not the public did this terrible attack. Why does the public lose out as a result of it? And I know there's a long backstory to all of this, but just I'm just saying that to remind you that people love the Blues, they love the base, they love the museum, they want access. But I'll be honest, I think a lot of them are kind of pissed, they feel like they get punished for something that they didn't do. Last thing I just wanted to briefly ask you about is for COVID, which of course doesn't affect public access particularly, but for COVID, are you guys still at HPCon Bravo, or have you had the level lowered?
Yeah, so, we've ended up, so kind of a good thing in that DOD recognized that installation commanders, probably because they're on the ground, have a better idea of what the local COVID transmission rates are. Now,
sure,
we still follow guidance from higher echelons, but that authority has been delegated down all the way to the installation commanding officer, which means me. So when we ended up looking at this and in coordination with the those at the hospital and tracking the CDC community levels, I was able to determine that we no longer met the threshold and for HPCon Bravo, and was able to drop it down to HBCon Alpha. And what that does
great.
On base is just basically allows higher capacity, like the buildings can have more people in it. Now, of course, COVID, it's a threat. It's something that we still have to mitigate appropriately, but I think overall we're doing a really good job to prevent the transmission of that disease and just making sure that we're all good here. So, yeah, we are
good.
At HPCon Alpha and plugging along.
Very good. Well, that's all good news. I mean, man, I have you on this morning, and it's all good news, which I love to hear. Captain Terry Shashadi, I did it. Terry Shashadi, he is the commanding officer of NAS Pensacola. Villaggio, sorry, I couldn't resist.
That's awesome.
We'll talk to you again soon, sir. Welcome to Pensacola, of course, and thanks so much for the time.
And thank you very much, and you have a fine Navy day.
Absolutely.